Blog Talk Radio.
From my nigga Diddy view, I think I see his vision too. Purple rain over Central Park, chillin' with my homes. Big Pox and Sade's, the rocks and Chardonnays. My gas, he's sassy, so my penthouse, my balloon. We doing it big, it's going down 9-11. I'm doing it big, pulling up in the 9-11. I've been trying to fuck for months, baby girl, it's now or never. Got the condo on the beach, so through our storms, we shout weather. We shining when it's pitch dark. Yeah, this bitch a movie, but this time I play a big part. Fuck the market and look at what I'm accomplishing. I'm beating niggas by margin bigger than friends talking.
All these cars, all these stars, all around.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, and she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back. I wanna take my bitch around the globe, Hawaii hand gliding in the mountains, shitting on these hoes. Red bottles by the barrel, popping Giuseppe tags like it's American Apparel. 20,000 up in bindings, haters are never harming. Rick Owens army, bombers for my whole army. Anile, anile, baby move fast. She drop it down and bring it back, I like that,
I like that.
I wanna buy my bitch every bag, so she ain't ever, ever, ever gotta take them back.
All these cars, all these stars, all around.
Looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
Ooh, women of a caliber, only seen in magazines and calendars. And I'm sitting with you, it's October, my birthday's in October. But later on we gonna mose to a place less populated as you chose.
If you're looking for me, you can find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look.
Put your eye to the sky, that's where you'll find me.
Find me in the Guinness Book. Only fly bitches ride with the boss, take a look. I'm super fly, I'm super high. You getting yours, I'm getting mine.
You know what free is, nigga? What's free? Free is when nobody else can tell us what to be. Free is when the TV ain't controlling what we see. Told my niggas I need you. Through all the fame, you know I stay true. Pray my niggas stay free. Made a few mistakes, but this ain't where I wanna be. Before I'm judged by 12, put a 12 on my beat. Told my niggas I need you. Stay up, I know these times ain't true. Real life, what's
just
free?
Just so that I was cunning, just got a pad out in London. I keep stacking my money, I need a ladder by summer. 8K shots, niggas ducking straight shots. Been a top dog, that's before the K dots. Cracking in 06, immaculate showmanship. Talking like you Mitch, disastrous on the strip. Holding on your bitch, could've never sold you a brick. with them people you never been on the list. Mona Lisa to me ain't nothing but a bitch. Hanging pictures like niggas swinging from his dick. We so different, you thought these didn't exist. The Megalodon never seen on his wrist. I'm from the South where they never make it this rich. God is the greatest, but Satan been on his shit. Walking the pavement, I pray I'm illuminated. Over a decade and never nobody's favorite. Pot and kilo go hand in hand like we gambling huff. My amigo, 1 million grams when we count them enough. You was dead broke, I let you hold it back. You paid for it, but I fuck around and stole the track. Screaming gang, gang, now you wanna rap. Racketeering charges, caught them on the tap. Looking for a bond, lawyers wanna tap. Purple hair, got them faggots on your back.
What's free? Free is when nobody else can tell us what to be. Free is when the TV ain't controlling what we see. Told my niggas I need you. Through all the fame, you know I stay true. Pray my niggas stay free. Made a few mistakes, but this ain't where I wanna be. Before I'm judged by 12, put a 12 on my feet. Told my niggas I need you. Stay up, I know these times ain't true. Real life, yeah. What's free? Fed investigations, heard they plotting like I trapped. 20 million cash, they know I got that off a rap. Maybe it's the Michael Rubens or the Robert Krafts. Or the billionaire from Marcy in the way they got my back. See how I prevailed and now they try to knock me back. Block me in the cell for all them nights and I won't snap. 250 a show and they still think I'm selling crack. When you bring my name up to the judge, just tell them facts. Tell them how we funding all these kids to go to college. Tell them how we ceasing all these wars, stopping violence. Trying to fix the system in the way that they designed it. I think they want me silent. Oh, say you can see. I don't feel like I'm free. Locked down in my cell, shackled from ankle to feet. Judge banging that gavel, turned me to slave from a king. Another day in the bing. I gotta hang from a string. Just for popping a willy, my people march to the city. From a cell to a chopper, view from the top of the city. You can tell how we rockin' soon as I pop up. We litty popping like Bad Boy in 94. Big popping and Diddy and niggas counting me out. Like my account ain't busy, that's 5,000,020. Sit up and count till I'm dizzy. Spending 500,000, 100 round in a sizzy. As we beefing and rapping, I might just pop up with Drizzy. Like what's free? Free is when nobody else can tell us what to be. Free is when the TV ain't controlling what we see. Told my niggas I need you. Through all the fame, you know I stay true. Pray my niggas stay free. Made a few mistakes, but this ain't where I wanna be. Before I'm judged by 12, put a 12 on my feet. Told my niggas I need you. Stay up, I know these times ain't true. Real life, what's free?
In the land of the free where the blacks enslave. 3/5 of a man, I believe's the phrase. I'm 50% of Duce and it's that free, yeah. 100% of Ace of Spades, worth half a beat. Rock Nation, half of that, that's my piece. 100% of title to bust it up with my G's. Smokes, my niggas won't ever work together. You run a checker, but they never give you leverage. No red hat, don't Michael and Prince me and yay. They separate you when you got Michael and Prince's DNA. I ain't one of these house niggas you bought. My house like a resort. My house bigger than yours, my spot.
Come on, man.
My route better, of course. We started without food in our mouth. They gave us pork and pig intestines. Shit you discarded that we ingested. We made the project a wave. You came back, reinvested and gentrified it. Took niggas sense of pride, now how that's free. And them people stole a song and hit niggas with 360s. I ain't got 1 billion streams, got $1 billion. Inflating numbers like we po' be happy about this. We was praising Billboard, but we were young. Now I look at Billboard like, is you dumb? To this day, Grandma afraid what I might say. They gon' have to kill me, Grandmama, I'm not their slave. Check out the bazaar. Rapping style used by me. The HOV, look at my hair free. Carefree, niggas ain't nair free. Enjoy your chains, what's your employer name with the hairpiece? I survived the hood, can't no shaitan rob me. My account's so good, I'm practically living tax-free. Factory, that's me. Sold drugs, got away, scot-free. That's a C-C-E, copy. Guilt-free, steal me, and expect me to not feel away. To this day, you would say, y'all kill me. Sucker free, no shucking me. I don't jive turkey. Say happy Thanksgiving, shit sound like a murder to me. Smoke free, all of y'all calling out toll free. Label rob you for millions, yet you wanna put a hole in me. Sugar free, season but I'm salt free. You lay a hand on hold my shooter, shoot for free. I promise World War III. Send an order through a hands free. Kill you in 24 hours or shorter, you can't ignore the hand speed. On guard, it's off the head, this improv, but it's no comedy. Sign I fail? Hell no.
fresh out boost. If they want the drama, got the ooh. Ship the whole crew to the cruise. Doing shit you don't even see him move. Ride with me, boss. I got a hard head, but her ass soft. She wants the last name with the ring on it. Cause I pulled out a million cash, stole a plank on it.
Listen to the B-side. rat-tat-tat-tat, please speak.
I got the funk in my pocket, keep it locked down and show that you know who represents him. Platinum sounds, now baby Biggie, I done heard that juicy. Didn't find nothing but truth in the hook, be a pleasure to wreck with a notorious hustler ready to die. I jumped in the Benz, took me a little ride round the mountain, broke a left hit, so deaf, and told the homie JD I was the one, buff the rest, we funk the fire. In the live, Robin Lee's teaching me how to really survive. Whether it be track or blunt, ain't no need to front. Got what you need, and I'll take everything you ever wanted. Knuckle, we coming mass. It's tipping ass, it's glass, it's full of Moet. The Rolex is Barbade, Parquet, B to the R-A-T. Rolling off swole on Chrome 17.
That he got last week, cause everybody in the stew was like, that's that heat. A bass heavy medley with a sample from the 70s with a screwed up hook that went,
stack that cheese.
Something, something, something,
stack that cheese.
Mother, sister, cousin,
stack that cheese.
He couldn't think of nothing,
stack that cheese.
He turns down the beat, writer's block MPs. Crying from the next room, a baby in need of some pampers and some food and a place to sleep. That plus a black Cadillac on D's is what keep him on track to be a great MC. Yeah.
One, you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me. One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me.
Reps Northside, so he rocks them braids. 1100 friends on his MySpace page. Stack that cheese, got 700 plays. Producer made him take it down, said he had to pay. Open mic champ 2 weeks in a row. XD boy with a B-boy flow. Glow like Leroy, you should see boy go. Got a daddy serving life and a brother on the road. Best homie in the graves, had it up while in the cage. Minute Maid got his mama working like a slave. Down baby mama, who he really had to honor, cause she was his biggest fan. Even let him use a Honda to drive up to Dallas with. To open up for amateurs, let him keep a debit card so we could put gas in it. Told her when he get on, he gon' take her to the gallery or buy everything but the mannequins. You dig, 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 dig.
One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me. One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me.
This man called, said your time might be now. They played your freestyle over Wipe Me Down. They played it 2 times, said it might be crowned as the best thing out the H-Town in a while. He picked up his son with a great big smile, rapped every single word to the newborn child. Then he put him down and went back to the kitchen and put on another beat and got back to the mission to get his mama out the hood, put her somewhere in the woods, keep his lady looking good, have her rolling like she should. Show his homies this away, other than that flipping yay. Bell his homie out of jail, put a lawyer on his case, throw a concert for the school, show the shoulders that it's cool. Throw some candy on the cat and chuck the deuce and act a fool. Man, it feels good when it happens like that. 2 days from going back to selling crack. Your third, third, third.
One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me. One you never heard of, I push it hard to put with the rhyme. I feel like murder, but hip-hop, you say it's me. I feel
listen, cause the beat is notorious, big in the house. We got the brat in the house. And me, y'all know who I be. Check it. I got beats and beats that you love to ride to. Funk for your trunk is what I provide you. So slide through your hood with me in your deck is your correct way to get your groove on. Flossin', I paid the cost to be the boss as a kid. Now I be the one that you can't mess with. They thought luck did it, but it didn't, cause I'm back again. Back with the big and my newfound friend.
Sliding in from the front, never way behind. You're trying to figure how I came with the style of mine. Remain in your seats as I release the clip into your hip. Brad and Biggie Small.
Oh shit, on top for all that, I'm so remarkable. Flow, making competition know it. Ain't an MC coming close to thee. Notorious B.I.G., baby, baby. You never had a clue on who was the king of the street. Four deep in the Range Rover Jeep, gun under the seat, and my man just came home from work relief. Crystal in my lap, chronic in the air.
Now Biggie Pat, what's lit like you just don't care?
Yeah, you're on my hit list, Biggie Burns flips. When I'm pissed, release the Rolex from your wrist, baby. No human being, Korean or European, be singing, what Biggie singing, not even peeing. In they draws because Biggie Smalls is far from weak. Press that hat, please speak.
Just close your eyes, cause you already see the notorious B-R-A-T.
The raw combination, destination number one, tote a gun with no hesitation. Live with the funkified cutie pie, get by the tie, the Smalls by her side. If you mess with her, you got to mess with me, and we'll be rapping at the eulogy, baby.
As you listen to
please,
I got the funk in my pocket, keep it locked down. To show that you know who represent them platinum sounds. Now baby Biggie, I done heard that juicy. Didn't find nothing but truth in the hook. Be a pleasure to wreck with a notorious hustler ready to die. I jumped in the Benz, took me a little ride round the mountain, broke a left hit. So deaf and told the homie JD I was the one. Buff the rest, we funk the five, kicking it live. Robin Lee teaching me how to really survive. Whether it be track or blunt, ain't no need to front. Got what you need and I take everything you ever wanted, knuckle. We coming mass, it's flipping ass, it's glass, it's full of Moet, the Rolex is Barbade, Parquet, B to the R-A-T, rolling off swole on Chrome 17.
Let a nigga try me, I'ma get his whole motherfucking family, and I ain't playing with nobody, fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, I'ma get his whole motherfucking family, and I ain't playing with nobody, fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Mac or the 40, turn a bitch to some macaroni, tell me how you want it. I'm on it, I really mean it, I'm just not recording. Gonna go to chopper for all you aquas. Leave a bitch, nigga, head imposter. You are an imposter, ain't got no money. Put the burner to his tummy and make it bubbly. I really hate niggas, I'm a Nazi. Love wearing all black, you should see my closet. Rock that all white when I'm feeling godly. How about a life coke, I ain't got a pocket. Fuck is y'all saying, bitch, my hood love me. 4-8-2-1-4, where all niggas know me. I've been on my mind since they killed my cousin. Then my cousin Devin, man, he just called me. All these niggas love me, can't get them off me. Fuck around, gave him my number, he won't stop calling. I be DMV to
click, but you see us foreign. VIP in the floor while your section boring. Got a bitch that set it off like Jada Pinkett. Clean like Tifa, you roll around with your nieces, bitch you TT. Mind full of money, got a heart full of demons. Mobbing like Italians, we really turn your face into a pizza. No acne, how you singing like Alicia? Fuck with my family. Baby love she little, but goddamn she's spazzing. Do the whole crew, my bitches street nasty. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Bitch, I got the Tommy, no heel figure. Lil' Deja ain't bout it, bitch. I don't do no drugs, I be all flicker, so lifted. Flyin' in your girl, baby, gonna take see, my see, I gotta get this money, my palms itchin'. Niggas gossip like hoes, most of them bitches. I don't wanna do no songs, I don't wanna kick it. And I ain't signin' to no label, bitch, I'm independent. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playin' with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body. Let a nigga try me, try me. I'ma get his whole motherfucking family. And I ain't playing with nobody. Fuck around and I'ma catch a body.
King and Queen's Quarters night, King Atterbury and Miss VIP. We in the building.
Hey, hey.
Miss VIP.
What's going on, King? Yeah,
hey,
what's going on?
How you doing tonight?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Hey, It's been a beautiful day, I must tell you right there. You know, I had the opening tonight for King Atterbury Inc. Everything went well. I had praise music and everything. A little R&B at 6 p.m. Yo, check your boy out, 6 p.m. Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesdays. It's something special. You know what I mean? But we right here, King and Queen's Quarters with Ms. VIP. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, so let me just express good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And as King Atterbury stated, this is King and Queen's Quarters. So before we go any further, I would love to thank our illustrious CEO. His name is author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. So thank you for this platform, and without you, there is no us. And this man is not only the CEO of Epiphany, but the CEO of Raw Links, which our show is sponsored by. King, I got mine on. Do you have yours on?
Oh, I'm definitely always sporting mine. I need that energy, baby, baby.
Yes, listen. These pieces of jewelry are amazing. There are so many gems and jewels and designs. And if anyone has been looking on Instagram or Facebook, there is a dope collection. Just look at all the pictures in this catalog, and I'm telling you, it's guaranteed you're going to love something. So listen, go get you some. And if you want to get some, hit any one of us up from Epiphany or go on Facebook, even Instagram. And if I'm not mistaken, he may be on Amazon. And trust me, you will not be disappointed. So, folks, the dial-in number is 6300, and y'all press 1 to spit. Tonight is open mic. Right, Don King?
That's right. You know what I mean? Do what you like with open mic, baby, baby.
Right. So, King, you ready to kick this thing off?
Hey, let's ride. You know what I mean? So, you want me to roll through, or you going to roll through? I know I'll be putting y'all women on the spot.
You do. So, tonight we're going to let the man go first. Go on, King. The mic is yours when you're ready.
All right. Piece right titled, Get Your Flash Out. Everyone talking, trying to hear who is speaking. I'm back learning from readings, watching all these demons. Working like a seaman with no bait but net. How do one forget about all due respect? Words that I express are not said to impress, although it might connect with some others who want to flex. Rule of thumb to some, don't get lured into problems. This one perhaps might be too much on the horizon. Signal from Verizon, it's weak, I'm AT&T. Another tight theory is gone. Can you hear me? Afternoon to evening, I'm breathing before 12. Sleep at midnight, but 11:45, can God help? Counting on minutes and seconds for protection. Answer me one question, what's hell and what's heaven? Blackheart armed over the fence, covered the name. Old Joe gone, remember King when I'm pen drained. Picture under bars of this piece that I release. To get peace is all Aldi's, sharp around for free. Plant mine seeds, wait till it grow without a post. They'll put stamps on envelopes, or so email them write notes, King.
Mm-hmm. All right now. Oh, wow. I'm going to tell you, your delivery, I mean, you be taking me places, though. For a minute, I'm telling you, because every time, you know, it's like you spit those bars that just have them little gems, or wisdom in there, or hey, do this, you know, or this is how it is, and you come so straight, you come with straight, no chaser, you know what I mean?
Hey, I appreciate that's the Harlem in me, and when I, you know what I'm saying, word, I grew up in that evolution, when I, you know what I mean? You know, when you a young kid and you see everything at a young age, I'm talking about before fourth grade. You know what I mean? You was already there. You seen things that you shouldn't even see. So I've always been evolutionized, you know, right there. I can't help myself on that. But I thank you, though. You know what I mean? I'm just me. That's it.
Well, absolutely. Well,
you know, the mic is yours, Ms. VIP. I know you got something special in the chamber.
I'm going to try. All right. I had to tweak this piece a bit. This is called The Hands of Time. If I could turn back the hands of time, I would have had more wisdom to make sure I didn't fall into the abyss and lose my self-worth, self-esteem. Oh, I had some bright spots. And the tribulations were few and far between. I feel many prayed for me, and I was able to overcome. Then again, I don't want to turn back because I would be unfit for my transition to elevate, to emerge as a butterfly from the darkness of my cocoon. It's time to give the hands of time power to keep me, power to give me what I need to be in the now. I need not worry about tomorrow. The hands will keep moving with or without me. So I'll move deliberately to be the best me. When anxiety tries to invade my head, I do my best to rebuke it because depression will follow, leaving me off kilter, believing a bunch of bullshit that isn't true. My energy drains, so I pray until hope remains. A calm comes over me, feeling all will be well. As long as I keep looking up, blessings will overflow my cup. The hands of time keep moving, but I'll awaken with joy in the morning, anticipating what my day will bring. That's that piece.
Oh, that's what's up, this is VIP. Y'all heard it right here, King and Queen's Quarters. This VIP. You know what I'm saying? Setting
right.
It off, letting it off. Yeah, that was a beautiful piece. I like that one. You always have a certain way of expressing your poetry, which is always so beautiful and dope. You know what I mean? Like, you got a style all by your own. You know what I mean? Like, you and your diva, ain't nobody could touch that. Word.
That's right. That's why we're the power duo.
I know that's right.
So, right. So speaking of which, how about we open up these mics?
Yeah, that's what's up. I mean, we're going to open up right now.
All right. I know this is my diva.
Bob, who are you? Hey. Tell us, what's good?
Hey, what's up, King and Queen? How y'all doing? Yes, this is the Pearl of Negra, and I'm loving the energy between you two tonight. I don't know what's going on, but it's beautiful up in here.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Getting dope pieces. Yo, that's the song. Okay.
So, Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm achy, but I'm good because, you know what, I'm peaceful. Spent a whole week with my little spider monkey Mountain Dew, and he was everything. What did I tell y'all? What is the fastest land mammal? A toddler with something in his hand or his mouth going so bad. I'm trying to tell you. He's born like a cheetah. He's
right.
Just like, and laughing the whole way.
Right.
Give me that.
And running.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How y'all doing tonight?
Feeling good out here in these streets.
I'm feeling mellow tonight, Diva.
I hear that. You know what? But the humidity is disrespectful.
Oh, you got that right.
Weltering.
Mm-hmm.
Is it like that out there too where you at, Diva?
Almost 100 degrees a day, Diva.
In immortal words of Pusha T.
Right. That's exactly what it feels like.
Yep. It's going to be 97 tomorrow. I'm like, come on.
I feel like I'm standing out with the reverend talking to the crowd.
I'm just not going to move because I'm just sitting still. Well, now I'm cool. I'm all right because, the night air. But around, starting about 5 a.m., the humidity is hey, what's for breakfast? Hey.
Right. I understand that. Look, I tell everybody, you got that type of weather. You got to do what you need to do before the sun comes up or between 6 and 8 in the morning because 9 o'clock is going to be hot. There's no mercy.
No, that's right.
And then you got to do whatever you want to do after the sun goes down. Try to cool off a little bit. And if you don't do it then, you're not going to do it.
We're gonna get through.
So my diva, I know you got a piece for us tonight. What do you have for us tonight?
I got a little something for you. This is called My Poetry.
Okay. Well, diva, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. See, I am so into you that I almost forget to breathe when you emerge. Because you pull me in close and hold me tight every time we're alone. Reach for me. Promise to hold on. I am on the edge of losing control and the presence of you is my only rescue. I don't want to exist without you. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. I don't want to continue to climb that mountain called life alone. I get tongue-tied without you, but prayers when you're around. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. I was taught to hold on to, but not smother. It's precious to you. So I reach for you as my tears fall like distant rain, while I mask the pain that cut me deepest. Reach for me. I promise to hold on. You are the only one who has ever known the deepest inner workings of my heart and why I do what I do. The one who taught me that I don't have to walk away wearing the ugly that they put on me. Because jealousy is a color worn by the broken. Reach for me. I promise to hold on to you. My poetry. That's that piece.
You know, Diva, that was right. Lovely. Lovely.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny because every time I hear that, I'm knocked off. I'm just knocked right off kilter because I'm thinking she's talking to a man. And then at the end, it's like my poetry. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm like, oh, man. I mean, that's just how caught up I get in your poetry, Diva. It just grabs me and holds on. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, then I'm like, yeah, girl, go ahead and hold on to that man. Wait a minute, my poetry. Okay.
Thank you. But, you know, it's like nothing knows you better or deeper than your poetry because it's coming from you.
Yeah.
Only the poetry knows the inner workings of your heart.
Oof, you ain't never lie.
Your loved ones can touch your heart, but your poetry pulls from your heart because that's where it comes from.
Absolutely. Wow. I like that little pearl of wisdom, Diva.
Thank you. The energy is beautiful up in here, y'all. I'm loving this. Oh my goodness!
Hey, we bring forth our own full moon. Know what I mean,
that's right.
Or it could be an orange moon. Know what I mean,
hey, whatever it is, I know I just got an amazing breeze that came through my window. So let me hold on to it as long as it comes.
Right. So, my Diva, what you got going on in Epiphany Radio?
Well, as of now, I'm still trying to put my head together with yours, Diva, because, you know, we got to get back. You got to get the show back on the road again, I know they've been here. We got to get our Wednesday nights kicking back up again. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can find me here in King and Queen's Quarters. And so often, if it's room, and King Atterbury always makes room for me. And that's Monday nights at 9 p.m. here on Epiphany Radio.
Hey.
All right.
The baby.
Absolutely.
The baby. Yeah.
All right, my Diva.
Yeah.
Right. All right, Diva. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
She does it to me every time. I'm trying to tell you.
You know what, David? We're going to go into a song just to accommodate, you know what I mean, LaPrella and them. You know what I mean, LaPrella and that. We're going to go through with some Luther Vandross right now. You know what I mean?
Ooh. All right now. You know, I love some Luther now.
You can't go wrong with Luther. Luther.
I know, that's true. That is true. But you know, I'm a little slower, so you know I love that slow stuff.
Well, people be like this, Luther, or some, you know, us in the hood, we got Luther.
Oh, wow. So, King, how about a station ID, and then we're going to hit up our next caller, all right?
That's peace.
Gentlemen, you are listening to King and Queen's Quarters, and you know tonight I'm riding Gunshot with King Atterbury. King, are you ready for the next poet?
Yeah, let's bring the poet in. Let's see what's going on.
I know
on.
Who this
what's
is.
Good? What's good?
Our wordsmith. Oh. Well, hello. How are you tonight?
King Atterbury and Miss VIP, you sexy bang, you.
He's done. What's good, bro?
What's going on?
I'm doing fine. I'm happy to hear y'all and
okay.
Haven't heard you in quite some time.
Yeah, well, that's about to change. It's going to change soon. So, what's up with you, Mr.?
Nothing much. It's a day off. I get to enjoy this show. I get to do what I do, I guess. I don't know. I'm just happy.
All right. Hey, look, that's just what I like. So, what you bring for us to listen to tonight? Because you know tonight is open mic, and the mic is always open for you, sir.
Thank you. So, I brought this piece called Steel.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I built this lyrical music. Structure by listening to the God I serve and stop doing dumbness. I could have cussed them out, but then I wasn't the man upstairs. That would be brother man wanting a sandwich. I come by popular demand here, hard as steel, but I didn't come from the mind of Carnegie. Follow me as I follow Christ. That's the only way you should copy me, stop the press. I'm not gonna ask, are you not entertained? No time for that. I'm here to set the pace like Indianapolis. I would walk 500 miles mentally through this course, having the gumption to bump this from the trunk of a Ford Taurus in the forest. I tell stories according to what my life was before now. So you can examine the blueprints complete with bloopers and how I became super. If this is good times, then I must be a bookman. I read the fundamentals to get better in my profession. I'm not from Pittsburgh, but I hope these messages hit a nerve. Have you dancing like immature boys back in 2K? You've been served. Now give me the night like George Benson. In peace.
All right now.
I see, Dub. That's what we're doing tonight.
I love that. I know, right? Well,
see, you missed a wordsmith. I tried to tell you.
Oh, yeah, you live up to your name, most definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah.
Well, so
you definitely get busy, bro. I ain't gonna front.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Very nice.
Wow. Wow.
Now I might, you know what, C-Double. Now this has got me thinking about George Benson, This Masquerade. That's one of my favorite songs. Had to bring that name up and I clicked right there. But that's... Yes, I love that too. So, sir, let me be the one to escort you to the Royale Chambers.
Thank you.
And how about,
I appreciate that.
Would you like to put my snaps waiting for you? Did I get it?
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I love my fresh breath because I'm not doing scotch like I'm Ron Burgundy.
Oh, all right now.
You might need to touch some of that Hennessy, bro. Return back to the hood.
So, King Atterbury, does that mean I have to sound like Nas? Never stop, never settle.
Bruh, ain't nobody worried about that corny nigga. You know what I mean? work. I'm just talking about some real shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He says with Bill Murray down, I could have hit
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm on my Bill Bellamy shit right now. You know what I mean?
Send me over there. Escort me, please.
to the Royal Owls. I mean, enjoy yourself, brother.
Hey, one love, one mic to the both of you.
Yo, one love, one mic, bro.
He is something else. I'm telling you, he lives up to his name for sure. For sure. Oh,
hey, Miss VIP. Yo, before we bring in that call in, right? Let's go on to one of these songs real quick. And we're like, yeah, man. You know what? Because his next caller is coming in, I'm gonna take it way back because I know he like when I go into that nostalgia. You know what I mean? So you know, what I'm
saying?
Right. We gonna journey through with some Alexa Morgan.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Yes.
Back in the building. We here, Miss VIP.
Look, I was kind of dancing to that one, King.
Yo, that was the jam. Yo, that joint take me to back in the day when I was young. You know what I'm saying? You hear that joint, come on, people, they got it in the cars, they got it, people with the boombox. You hear that joint come on, you like, he's like, even if you can't sing, you still singing. That was just one of the jams.
Right. So, King, are we ready for the next poet? I'm waiting.
Yeah, I had to breathe on that one. You know what I mean, yeah. Bring that dude in.
All right. Well, next on the mic is the CEO of Epiphany and Raw Links. This is For Real, the poet. Hey, how you doing, darling?
Baby. What it do? What's going on, King? What's up, my brother?
Hey, I'm good, man. I'm here. I'm in the building with Miss VIP.
I see. Hey. I'm here up in there. Hello, Mrs. VIP. How are you?
Oh, darling, I'm good. How are you?
That's beautiful. I'm hanging in there. I'm doing pretty well.
All right.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm killing. I'm chilling. Oh. My head chilling. Trying to take it easy, you know, a little bit. So I'm just chilling and doing my grandmother's music and shit. You know what I'm saying? That was her favorite song. She used to try to hurt herself when that song came on. Yeah. She was in a nursing home.
Yo, hey, bro, I just want to tell you, man, I want to give you, before you go into your piece or whatever, I just want to say, man, you've been a strong, inspiring inspiration to me, man, to make me go hard and paint with a lot of things, man. I just want to give you a strong salute and say I appreciate you and love you as a brother, and man, you know, and I thank you for that, man. You know,
thank you, my
I had my first show tonight. I had my first show tonight early at 6 p.m., man. And, you know, thanks to your guidance with everything, man. And I just want to say thank you, man. I appreciate and love you, man. You know?
Love you, bro. Love you, bro. You know, it's all good. Thank you.
And I surely love Epiphany, man. You know what I mean? But, I just want to throw that out there, man. You know? Word. I challenge
That's
you
what's
out
up, man. I appreciate you, Broski. I'm gonna take another shot since you said all that. Let me open this bottle. It seems like it's hard to do. I'm twisting the bottle. I'm twisting the cap to the bottle. Then I realize the port that you got to pull out. You know, I'm getting old. This is to you guys right here. It's sweet.
Well, Battle Deer, what you got for us tonight?
Yeah.
Well, Miss P. Miss P.I.V. Well, Miss VIP, I just scrolled through my stuff, right? I wrote some stuff, but I'm not finished it, so I don't want to give y'all no unfinished, John. So I picked out something that I don't know if I probably haven't done it in a while, but I don't know the flavor of it. I'm going to try to pick it up as I go through. What is the name of this? It has no title. I hope I did this good for y'all. I just picked out something. It's a little sappy, corny, you know, I guess. I'm not sure. But I'm going to try to do
this
for y'all. Let me open my eyes a little
bit. All right.
All right.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, darling.
No doubt.
She is pure energy. She is all encompassing. She is my muse, and whenever my pen gets stuck, she makes it move. That energy enters me. My muse, she sparks that fuse that ignites creativity. I write. She makes it easy to see. She is intangible, fluid in her femininity. She surges through me, flooding my arteries. She be more than a poem. She is poetry, poetic in the way that she flows, touching me. How her essence serenades me. She is more than a poem. She is a song that sings to me, a song just for me. My song, my favorite song, R&B, jazz, neo-soul, hip-hop, when she wants to be. See, it's the sweetest, that sweetness that sweeps me. So sweet she be, brown sugar, she be sugary. Her temperament easygoing. She is such a lady, my baby. Just loving her causes these eyes to see. Butterflies fluttering fills my sky. She's more than a poem. She is a constant visual, this beautiful rainbow that I've chosen to follow. A treasure on the other side of that pot of gold. When I found her, it was like hitting the lotto. I see stars and I see clovers. I see her face in every bowl when I'm eating cereal. She's erased every single maybe in my life. Now she's all my reasons why. All my reasons why. The reason why I spit, the reason why I write. She's the reason why I'm reciting this piece. And when I'm finished spitting, I'm going to simply drop this mic. Sunlight, sunlight, her rays dance in the night sky gives way. Touched by it starts my day. Me over our favorite songs, she's more than a poem. This is love wakening me poetically. My miss photosynthesis, tulips grow envious. She's the pigmentation that gives plants life, long stems. She's my blue indigo rose. She is more than a poem. She is precious, a precious gem set in gold. She be emerald, jasper, moonstone, shimmering. She be opal, black and white onyx, topaz. She be the amethyst that these lips kiss. My diamond on her neck, raw links well crafted, with silver accents held together by a clasp that's magnetic. She shines like fresh minted silver on a dime. She's more than a poem. See, shit, she's a raw links poetry bracelet. See, she sparkles. She glitters. Beneficial are her healing powers. Her healing powers are strong. And I love the way that I fit her when I put her on. Not the average shit, when you could be wrong. See, my pen gets real sappy. Her heart warms the tender fibers within me. She heats my pen and the ink within glides like hot wax across these loose leaf sheets with steam dripping. Elegance and words, pronouns and verbs provoked by dreams, fantasies, my forever wantings and longings, all inspired by her. She's more than a beautiful sound of birds lightly chirping poetically. She is a song, my song, sang just for me. She is more than just the light in the morning sky. She is the sun that shines, that wakes me, shining bright just for me. She is pure energy. She is all encompassing. She is my muse. The sounds of birds chirping, the sun every morning that I'm blessed to see. She could never be average because she is uncut, pure, and raw. She is not your average. She is more than just a poem. She is poetry. She is more than just a poem. She is poetry. All encompassing. She is more than a fucking poem, more than a fucking poem, more than a poem. She is poetry, for real.
Now you know I love that.
Oh, man.
Thank you.
That was like a phenomenal.
Thank you, brother.
Let me know when I can sign up for the Larry Maddox School of Poetry.
Hey, man. Hey, thank
yo,
you, brother. Thank
you. Yo, for real, yo, you be dope with it, man. Like, you got all these different cadences and flows, man. Like, shit be crazy. I'll be like, yo, you coming with this style? You coming with that joint?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fly, man. Funky, man. You know what I mean? Bro,
hey, man.
I'm just giving you your props, it. Man. You know, I
hey,
see it for what it is,
face,
man.
Mm-hmm. Hey, thank you, man. I just be trying to breathe, bro. I just be trying to breathe and still see the letters on my paper.
Hey, man. It's dead, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm saying, as a former MC back in the day, I see cadence and flow, and I know shit for what I know. So that's why I just throw it out there. That's that Harlem shit in me and whatnot. You know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, no, for real, be dope with this shit, man. So like, well, we got a special song for you, though.
If only y'all do,
song.
Man. I just be say that again, bro.
Special song for you, though. You know what I mean? Like, for real.
I hope so,
you know,
man. Hey, bro. I'm a C man. Don't do me in, bro. I need some inspiration, bro. Don't do me in. I'm ready.
Well,
all
right. All right, baby. Well, I'm going to escort you.
My brother.
Yeah, I'm going to escort you into the lounge.
Do that, baby.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
One love, one night.
One love.
One love,
one night. Baby, take your socks off.
Baby.
Every time he spits, it takes me on a voyage. I be floating in the air, messing around with him.
Yo, for real, yo, he be crazy with it, yo. I be like, yo,
I think I'm still here, y'all.
Yep. All right, baby. Thank you.
Baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like I said,
but yo,
so every time I'm on this, I go on a voyage and I'm floating and, oh boy, that she is poetry.
Yeah, he definitely be getting down and getting busy. That's why I give him his props any chance I get. You know what I mean? I'm like, yo, when you opening that school, man, that Larry Maddox school. But yo, we got this song right there to celebrate what he be spitting and everything like that, because he that dude. Yo, we going to go back in time with that.
Uh-oh.
Mama used to say, live your life.
Wow.
See you.
Wow. You went so far back, but I was jamming them.
Yeah. Look, you know me, when I see it for what I feel it.
That should be jammed back then, too. Yeah.
I even went back in time when I was like, oh, good. Am I in 2023 or am I back in the day? Wake up, Joe.
Right. So, King.
Yeah.
I'm wondering who we have line next. You ready?
Hey, let's open up these mics. Lee, what's goody?
All right, 571. You are on the mic with Mrs. VIP and King Atterbury. So who do we have on the mic?
Well, how you doing, Ms. VIP and Atterbury? Yeah.
Yo, what's good, yo?
What's going on?
I'm doing all right, man. That song bring me back some memories, man. That was a song by Junior. I remember
right.
The video. He was up there singing in the bathtub.
I don't know, bro. Junior, senior. It's a great song.
And I was a child. Yeah. The boy, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
Yeah.
It was good, bro.
Oh, I'm doing fine. Man, I like songs like that, man. That was my childhood song right there. I remember when it, you know, videos weren't sophisticated like they are now. You know, videos were simple. You know, that song too, yeah. I remember Junior, that song right there.
Yeah.
Something I can remember. Hey, I can't remember nothing.
Classic.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So Otto, welcome to the show. And we're open mic tonight, and we're ready to hear what you got. So, are you ready to rock the mic?
I sure am.
All right. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
All right, I brought my mind. I brought my mind. So the name is Freestyle. It's going to be called No Reparations, No Vote. No reparations, no vote. No reparations, no vote. No reparations, no vote. How it's plain to see. You've been benefiting off our pain. You see in this life that we need some type of change. So you give Juneteenth and you recognize what it is. But reparations is still not on the table. It seems like these type of people are not willing and able. You feel like you're unstable. Why, oh, why? Don't you believe that justice must apply? You see how black people are picking up cotton, how their lives were rotten, how you stripped their religion, how you stripped their names, how you stripped everything that came along the slave boat. Oh, I say again, voting an empty ballot. Seems like the empty ballot just became invalid. Vote for who? Vote for when? If we just do it all over again and get nothing in return. What did Malcolm X say? How we'll find out that none of them are for you? How it's something about a con game. Look at the word Constitution. Look at Constitution, and they make Constitution like an institution. It's all a con game. Con game like a contradiction. No reparations, no vote. No reparations, no vote. No reparations, no vote. I'm making it plain and simple. I'm tired of the damn lies. I'm tired of the same compromise. I'm tired of you just saying this, that, and the fourth. I'm black, man. I'm staying right on course. I see you. You're making promises that you can't keep? Well, man, I'm going to go ahead and take it real deep. See, I'm the type of person, I don't lose no sleep. I can feel my black people right in this damn heat. See, we had things tore down. We had our places tore down. No reparation, no vote. No reparation, no vote. No reparation, no vote. Until you recognize our pain, no reparation, no vote. Until you make changes for black people, no reparation, no vote. Until you realize how disfortunate we are, no reparations, no vote. Until you make laws for black people that we can benefit, no reparations, no vote. Until you close that gap once and for all, I'm going to say it one more time. Democrat, Republican, either you give us what we want or you get an empty ballot. Because the time for playing games is over. Mr. Automatic Charismatic, the Lyrical Engine, 10 gears in the morning, 5 and drive.
All right, man. I hear you, Auto. No reparation, no book. You know, it's a long time, and I don't think it's coming anytime soon, and that's one of the problems. You know, but
I tell you what. How do we get civil rights?
Hey.
If we everything that black people got, we had to fight for. So reparations is something that we got to fight. Everywhere we got civil rights, we had to fight for that. Get blasted by fire hoses, get dogs sick on black folks. Everything we got, in this country, black people had to fight for. So it's just something else that we got to fight for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
True. Definitely. You definitely went in with that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, you know, I always say when you come on with your conscious pieces, you set it off, I'm trying to tell you. And it's true, you know. And it really shouldn't be any peace until we get what we, you know, deserve. But, you know, the powers that be, I don't think they just want to see us really for who we really are. And, you know, I think they're a little scared, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't think, it's going to happen.
Right.
So there won't be, not going to be any peace. Not for a long time.
I tell you what. I shout to Dr. King, Malcolm X, you know, Megger Edwards, Black Panther Party. I think we got to get back to that. You know, like Dr. King talk about how the land was split. We were going to Washington to go get the check, and then you didn't hear from him ever again. We was up in Tennessee. I think the only way we can live a King legacy, Malcolm X legacy, is that the fight still continues.
But, you know, I understand what you're saying and everything like that, but this is a different time and era. Before you see that, you'll find yourself in a casket. Before that even happened.
Ooh.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like something we got to be, like, you know what happened to our leaders. They put them in the casket. They put Dr. King in the casket, Malcolm X in the casket. They shot Mega Edwards right in his driveway. So, I mean, you look at the enemy, how enemy is very dangerous. But, you know, I come a face of favor. I know. And sometimes that David got to come out and destroy Goliath.
Yeah, but
you know
David what
destroyed his oppressor.
Brother, that was a different time than ever. You'll find yourself in a casket before you even fight the fight. This is a whole different era right now. Word.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I understand that.
But that was a dope piece, though. I mean, it was dope. Because, like I said, your pieces are always on time, you know, and then, you know, and it might not happen in our time. You know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
We probably be dead and gone by the time something comes up. But I do agree
well,
with
I
that.
Well, I
still
think of a hold of everything.
My,
you know,
but it is a thing though. Like I was looking at shout out to Ice Cube. When he had his contract for Black America. He never said he was rocking with Republicans or Democrats. He said that this is the contract. You know what I mean? And I give a shout out to that brother. But it's like this. I've been a voter for a long time, but I'm tired of voting and getting nothing out the deal. Everybody, all these communities get something out the deal except for, you know what Malcolm X said, then come you. The battle of the bully. He said, after they take care of everybody, then come you. We always been last. And we don't got to give them a vote. We don't got to give them a vote. We could not say, look, you don't want to give us nothing, we ain't going to give you nothing.
The way it has to be sometimes.
Well, put the pressure on. That's all I'm saying.
I feel you.
Yep. So, all right, Otto. What you got going on? Got anything going on, Otto?
Yeah. You know, I got my book that I'm working on called Formula 91382, and it breaks down information to, like, enzymes. And, you know, I create websites and everything, you know what I mean? And if people, anybody want to get into truck driving, I can help them out, you know what I mean? The pros and the cons, because there's a lot of pros and cons. If you go in the truck driving business, you could be easily manipulated, especially if you need spurges. So, yeah, much love to what y'all doing.
Okay.
I appreciate
it. Okay. Thank you so much. And now we're going to let me take you to the lounge. So, for real, there. And
okay.
And the Pearl Negra.
My big brother.
So,
yes,
yeah,
true
fact. In there too. So, all right, Otto, one love. Thank you so much.
One love on Mike.
Love
him,
Mike.
All right. You know, VIP, being that he's so political and he's so black righteous, that I got a song for him. Just to really send it his way. I'm a tap into the 80s right now.
All right.
You know, look. Call me the son of Father Tom.
Out of the mercy of Allah and the law written in our nature, we call an individual into existence. And when that individual comes, I make no apologies for what I'm about to say.
Rough, rugged, and real, you're on standstill. To obey your case, so let the man build. Words of rapture that you have to capture. And I just slaps ya with a handful of literature. This dope death fresh hype choice moved and poor. Rappers I replace, rub out and erase. Competition you must be on freebase. Smoking or joking, bound to be broken. Now get your damn hands off the mic that I'm choking. Cause I got a stranglehold. You're still cold on parole for the role you stole. Rhymes that you yell out, but you didn't sell out. Crossed over, lost over here, now get the hell out. I'm not a pop star, rock and roller. I'm a rebel, blessed. Able to hold a mic like a hammer. And drop grammar, treat a rapper like a wrestler. And body slam them. Those who dispute get treated just like a prostitute. They get the boots and played like a flute. So just play mute. Don't even whisper, open your mouth to speak, and I'ma dish your ragtag and dog. Put you in the morgue because you're petty confetti and not ready to rock steady. In other words, you're half-stepping, tiptoeing, get going, because my weapon is not a 9, a newsie, or a shotgun. But when it come to hype rhymes, I got one, just like the album is still the same. Long live the cane, ain't a damn thing changed. I still get ill and kill at will and build the skill to fill your grill, so don't tell me you're real. We sample beats, you sue and try to fight us. Man, you still be home with arthritis. If we didn't revive and bring back alive old beats that we appreciated, you wouldn't survive. You'd be another memory to us. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. So understand the way that I live, that's positive. And the message I got to give is a benefit for you and me. I'm talking about P-E-A-C-E, the chosen one that has turned the new leaf. I got gold teeth and they don't chew beef. No pork on my fork, strictly fish on my dish. They came falling victim, sucker you wish. I flow like water, slaughter, put you out of order. Florida, rappers are ragging and tagging and snagging and bragging to be on the bandwagon, but I'm the last dragon with the knack to attract the pack, so just get back. I'm young, gifted, and black. And just go with the flow, you know, in the place to be with my man Marley Marl, sending this out to Divine Force. Can't forget my main man Heavy D, to my good brothers EPMD, and to my man IT over on the West Coast. Can't forget Kumo D, Busy B, MC Light, the Audio 2, I say peace.
Right, all right. Wow.
Hey, I had to hit Otto with that joint. I mean, you know, he's so political, right? With his thing. Oh, good. Hey, look, paper baby.
Yeah, it's my time. I ain't gonna lie. That's what's up. So,
yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is 20 of 11. And you know what happens after 11, especially if you're streaming online. That blog lady don't know filter, she will cut you off. So if you want in, y'all dial that number, 319-527-6300. And y'all come hang out with me and King.
Woo.
Or should I say the King and I?
It's the King and I.
So there you go. All right. So, let's bring on our next caller. How about that?
Yes.
All right. I'm not mistaken. This is just Jay. Hey, Jay. How you doing?
What's going on, bro?
Just Jay.
Oh, damn. I had my thing in the upright position. Hey, how y'all doing? I'm on with the greatest. Yo, what y'all doing? Y'all good? I've been hearing the show. Y'all been killing it. The poets have been doing their thing.
Oh, we just making a do what they do. You know how Epiphany roll. You know what I mean?
That last poet that goes by the name of, I think it was Big Daddy Kane. Oh, he was crazy killing it. He actually made me change my piece.
You already know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long live the king, man.
Yeah, long live the king.
Say it again, black man. For sure, man.
How you doing, bro?
Man, I'm making it, man. We had a little brush with a tornado the other day. It didn't get down with us like it did last time, but it was when that alarm come on now, we actually pay attention to it, man. We actually pay attention to it now. I don't know how long that's going to last, but for right now, we pay attention to it.
Okay. That's what's up. I mean,
yeah, amen.
Peace upon y'all, safety and everything. You know what I mean?
Thank you, brother. Brother, we need it. We need it. We all need it in this world now. This world is getting real bad.
Yeah.
Shizzle.
So, what you got for us tonight, Just?
Man, I'm going to do some battle-inspired stuff, man. When I told you I was listening to that Big Daddy Kane, I had a love piece all laid out. Then I heard it was Kane. And the beat was telling me, like, hey, this Kane, but this Kane going in. And then I started listening. I was like, oh, man, I can't even be on. Let me go ahead and find something to match with some of that energy that man got was picking out right there. That black man was killing me.
All right. That's what's up.
When you're ready, the mic is yours.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. All right. I live for the velvety rough texture of naked beats, performing phenomenal feats. A maniac on loose leash, APB, man at large in these clubhouse streets. Digging deeper than the armada of fleets into your seats. Cease and desist or feel the agony of defeat. I'm shutting you down like control alt delete. Shut your peep or wake or slip with your feet in some quick creep. Like Charlie Brown, you catching all this good grief. You the reason for brief season the crimson soaked sheets. When this verbal lemon squeeze squirts by George, it hurts. That verse just rented your hurts from hurts. Courtesy of this S-H-O-P Merc. Like the boy make your millions burst. Boy, I don't know what the worst is. So I try to compare them. My vices versus my verses. I might say heaven's a murgatroyd in my curses. I come back rich after a deficit and celebrate by ripping the mic down the middle of a malcontent. Now it's two sides to this beef. That's a flat line about some dead meat. Boy, I'm black ops. I do not exist. But it's hell to pay if I get a whiff of vinegar and piss. Who got me in here with this douche? This ring is my confines in which I control your vertical like Venetian blinds. With acid rhymes, my spit shines like moonlit skylines. Feel the ascension as I climb, line by line, hanging mimes with hanging lines. How does a badger become a diva without having a beaver? Nothing bothered me more than naggers. Mad at me for being the Willie Sutton, E.F. Hutton, J.J. Gottrocks, first down and you frontin'. Because the ball ain't what you wantin'. This the last venue you stumped in as I smacked the taste of phlegm, knocking out the poison pills drawn by your poison quill. If he dies, he dies, but I tried to save him. Riding on my reverb, my rims carved in curbs, because it's mayday, mayday when it comes to the gunplay, cause a verbal gunplay, cause blood spray when it's drizzling. I'm handing out purple hearts for busted missions. Under the sun, grandson scope don't glisten, but it pops like pistons with laser-guided precision, shelling your position with negative intentions. A woo guy, brace for collision.
Whoa. Doing tonight?
That's
what's up.
Yeah, man.
Oh,
that's,
man.
You came out like you was studying the school of Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, man. I grew up on that stuff, man. It was in my baby box.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was kind of old, but it was still in my baby bottle. Back then, we had the baby bottles we walked around. You had to have some dope in your baby bottle.
Hey, man. It's the thing with that piece, bro. I ain't even going to front. I ain't even going to hold you on that. You definitely took that. You took it. Word.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
I ain't done that type of style in a minute, but when I heard that Big Daddy Kane, I said, I got to go.
You had to do it. That's right. That's right. Just tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Epiphany Universe, next Saturday, I think it is, or is it this Saturday? It's this Saturday. We are going to be, me and Gina Storm, we'll be doing the Just Jay and Gina show. Gina, she is up for an award with this national award thing with Black Ice. I think she's number 20. Y'all need to go over there and vote for Gina Storm. Go over there and vote for Gina Storm. It's for up and overcomer of the year. Small House of Poetry is at number 17. Number 17 for best radio show and the rest of that. Our brothers are in there as well. We just, whatever, as long as it come back to Epiphany, we good. So that's how we feel about
that's right.
it. But yeah, we got some things cooking. We're making some nice moves. We're making some good connections. We're trying to get the AM drive into syndication. We're doing things. Bang bang boom.
That's what's up, bro. Congratulations.
Oh yeah.
All right, man. Well, that's what's up, Jay. So let me.
Hey, I appreciate y'all for having me in.
Hey, right, so let me take the pleasure of escorting you to the Royale Lounge. All right, so enjoy the rest of the show.
All right, appreciate y'all.
All right, one love, one night.
One love, one night. So,
now, Ken, you know what? Ooh, we got a power hitter up in here. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
This lady, woo,
she packs a punch, no
Does
matter
she?
What she spits. And it's all, you know it. She's a queen warrior. I'm telling you. Let's bring
you sure?
on the mighty. That's right.
Open the mic. I want to see who it is.
All right.
I want to see who this is.
Hey, it's Gwen C. Y'all got to stop saying that. Y'all be putting pressure on me.
Yo, 502, no. Who are you? Boy, tell us who you are, 502.
That's funny. It's Gwen C.
Hi.
I knew who was doing that. What's up, Gwen?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, just hanging. How you feeling tonight, Diva?
I am good. You know, I didn't get on at the beginning of the show because I'm trying to put a little more discipline into being healthy. So I had went out and did a walk. I'm doing things different. I'm trying to use an app to, like, push myself and do things differently and don't stick with it because, you know, age. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How
yes.
are you guys?
Oh, hey, I'm wonderful.
Hey, good up in here when I jump in.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Well, it's really good to have you on the show when I'm telling you, it's been a minute, and I'm happy. So, you know what?
I'm sorry, Ms. VIP. I didn't interrupt you. I'm sorry. Gwen, should I break
That's
the news?
Right. Uh-oh.
No.
Is it early? Too early?
Yeah. Not unless I actually commit.
Nah, you know
Ooh.
I bring things.
I think you should be in sales, though. I think you might need to work in sales.
All right.
You be trying to close the deal.
You know I'll be working with the creator. You know what I mean? But all right, I'm going to hold back from that. Sorry, Mr.
That's funny. So I'm like, hire him and let him close the deal. That's funny.
Okay. That's what we do sometimes. Do speak those
mm-hmm.
things as though they will. Hey, now. But look, whatever it is, we're ready. And now, King and I are going to give you the spotlight, Diva. Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I'm feeling a little political tonight, so thank you both.
I love it.
And this is not new shit, so you guys have probably heard it at some point. You've wanted to fire me for 30 years. You hate my ethics and our morals don't match. I take accountability for my inability to resign. There's no non-compete clause. Your irrational fears and envy heighten your bigotry, which be evident in your blatant dumb shit, like hating due to the color of skin, you marginalize others. Our separation's necessary. I expect no severance package. I just won't work with you in boxing others and labeling them without knowing the inner contents. You withheld my promotion because I fight the raging sea of systemic oppression, yet you promote shell programs to hide waves of gentrification. Mad, you glass-ceilinged me when I refused to birth, marry, befriend, color within your lines. But you got permanently pissed when I used permanent marker to boldly write, inclusion, not exclusion. But the protest was necessary to be an ally to mi gente when kids were being taken. Where were you when cries of fence kids sang painful melodies to one another? Were you singing All Lives Matter? I tried to work with your tempo, listen to your music. As a teen, my cassettes with holes filled with paper flowed from Two Shorts, The Ghetto, to Travis Tritt, I Don't Love You Anymore. And I don't. Ain't no love, bitch. I've clocked in much to handle your fragility. I mean your business. And stress or triggers only sales mattered. Your contracts enabled killings of Amadou, Terrence, Sam, Walter, Sean Bell, Mike Brown, Patrick Harmon. Your silence is harming people. You love black as long as it keeps you out the red. Our work dynamic is worse than the necessity of telling my cousins to raise their sons into men who do not kill mine. Like them, you preach, get out the streets. But Brianna was home in a sheet. Those things you rest between after chasing your sweet dreams.
but she couldn't even sleep. You hate my affiliation, work assigned by God, my calling, yet don't hate the officer who killed a man while calling for his mother. But you mad at the man who kneeled in peaceful protest, again, but not the man who kneeled to force someone's last breath. You breathe life into campaigns for tax hikes, for playgrounds, trails, and parks, but batted no eye when a 12-year-old child was shot dead playing in a park. You value black and brown sons' military service, but don't mind when wars are waged against them, such as mass incarceration. This was intended to be a draft. But dear white people, please accept my formal resignation. Normally, I thank you for the opportunity and wish you future success. Instead, I wish it be bland, like bland, and die an unknown death as they claim Sandra did. And since Alton's life was seized when selling CDs, I pray the bank cease your finance, terminate your livelihood. I wish the demise of your vision, your product's transportation, like police denied Philando's life while he sat in the front seat of his transportation. Okay. Resignations must be kept to one page. I quit. When your exit interview questions answered, catch me off stage. In peace.
Lord have mercy. I'm
Yo, you dropped it off, yo. You dropped it off.
Thanks. Thank you.
I'm trying to tell you, every single time I hear it, I'm like, yo, like, you go in. And who are you sitting in? Oh,
thank
man.
You.
That is dope.
I appreciate that.
Mm.
Love yes. That.
I say, she goes in, she goes in. I'm trying to tell you. I love
it. I be trying not to yell at y'all. Just so you know, I do try not to yell at y'all, but it's hard.
Like, what? You make it look so easy, yo. Like, for real.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Definitely do your thing, girl. Wear it up.
Look, I've been a fan from day one, but Lord have mercy, I can never go strong like that. And I'm glad I can, because I'm glad you can. Okay, now.
Thank you both.
You got some points. Absolutely.
Got
you
all this anger. No, I don't have anything new. June has been exciting. I'm so thrilled. I went to Southern Fried, so I'm on my political pieces still because I just came out in the slam 2 weeks ago, and Southern Fried was good. I will tell everybody because, you know, I'm all about transparency. I actually did worse this year at the Southern Fried Festival than I did last year. You're supposed to get better, but somehow I actually ranked lower this year. So I was kind of like for about half a day I was feeling bad, but then I remembered that it's the best poets from all over the country, and it's okay. It's okay. So, yeah. And then I did the bout manage. I ain't going to go into too much detail, but Lipstick Wars is a big poetry slam here in Louisville. And I had to step in and be bout manager at the last minute the other day. And it was just such an amazing event to be there and to kind of run the backstage with all the poets and just try to keep their energy up and calm their nerves and all the things that I do when I slam. It was just great to be able to do that for them because the person who built Lipstick Wars actually ended up sick, and this is the first time she's ever had to miss in 8 years. Huge slam, a lot of money on the line, a lot of nerves, and it was just great to be there and just be part of it.
Absolutely.
Now, I didn't want her to be sick, though. I will say I didn't want her to be sick and have to, you know, miss what she built.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Hey, look. Hey. That's what's up. I loved it.
Yeah.
Well, my Viva, we're privileged. That's how I feel. Every time you come on the mic, I feel privileged that you stopped by, for sure.
Thank you. I love
but
coming
now,
in here. I appreciate both of y'all.
That's good. So
thank you.
We're going to escort you to the Royal Lounge. King, could you do this time?
Yeah, I hope it is. I walk into the Royale, the Owls, you know what I mean? Yeah.
I shall be there.
Thank you both.
Thank
Have
you
a
so
great much. Night. Peace, love, be the word.
Peace,
love, one love, one mind.
One love, one mind.
Can I tell you? The beach. I'll try to tell you.
Yeah,
you know what? Let's keep this party going because it's 3 minutes to the 11 o'clock. All right. Now, forgive me if I don't know you guys, okay, because I have my stuff with me. But area code 815, you are on.
Street Signs, you on the air, 815. Who you be? What's up?
Tina Storm. I'm calling in to support myself, Just Jay, and the Tina Storm Show on the Vivid Universe.
How you doing, Diva?
I'm so happy to be here in Queens Court. Thank you, Diva.
Happy
to be. King Atterbury, that's why I'm here.
Hey. That's what's up. That's what's up. How you doing tonight?
I heard Just Jay. I appreciate the shout out for my nomination for Overcomer of the Year in Small House Poetry. Been nominated for Podcast of the Year, and I'm happy and excited to be here with y'all.
Well,
glad to have you. And look, that nomination well deserved. So
thank you. Appreciative.
We're at it. Mm-hmm. Let me. What you got for us tonight? Because I know it is going to be good.
Okay, so I had a horrific weekend. The travel plans that we had were not ideal. And we had a lot of layovers, and we were sitting on the runway and in Jackson, Mississippi, where there was a thunderstorm and there was no power. And we sat there for several hours, and we missed our connecting flight. So I don't want to focus on that, but all the things in my life that are right. And June is Black Music Month, and I'd like to salute the fact that I know that music, for me, music is a vibe. And a lot of times
right.
I have to write the wrongs in my life, and I'm about to make my pen cry. So my piece is dedicated to that.
All right. What's up? So, all right, I'm Diva.
Yes, ma'am.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I dedicate this piece to all the poets who are inspired by music, and I titled it Song Cry. I'm usually in a good mood, even tempered without an attitude. I have a life soundtrack, and it's playing now, as a matter of fact. I don't know about you, but my theme music plays when I enter a room. It might as well be the music that plays when I go on to a stage. And sometimes I have bad days, and I feel low. I've been angry to the point of rage. I failed anger management 2 times previously. I was told by a judge if I didn't get myself together, then I would be incarcerated. So I love me. And I don't believe that orange is the new black. So although songstress is not my gift, I appreciate music in all forms because for me, it uplifts. I use music to soothe. It's poetry in a musical form. And on cold, lonely nights here in the Midwest, outside of Chicago, music keeps me warm. Lyrics, I treasure. Old school R&B had my heart on a double album with video, a jam for all my sorrows. Don't let today's pain and suffering follow you into tomorrow. Listen to the songs that right or wrong. Describe your crush or the person that makes you blush. If need be, allow the tears to flow. Just know you're not alone. Somewhere, somebody's put it in a song. Vibe with the lyrics. This time, really hear it. Bob your head. That's the spirit. Now tap your foot. It's a better look. Shake it off, and the negativity can be lost. That's not harsh. Sometimes life works love, just like a battlefield. because I like to let the song cry, and that's for real. I'm Gemma Storm, and that's my piece.
That's that piece. Wow. That's, you know, Diva, this piece is real, real. I mean, you know, you always been real, always, from the drip jump. And just hearing the way you speak this tonight, it kind of speaks to my soul. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're never alone, and that's true. And how you're soothed by music. And I really dig that because a lot of us are. And I'm one. So I try to, you know, get in on the magic whenever I can. You know what I'm saying? A dynamite piece.
Thank you so much. I'm serious. It's like I feel like due to my travel plans, my weekend was horrific. But spending time with my loved ones was everything, period.
Mm-hmm.
I did not focus on the negativity. Because if I did, then the 3 days that I took off from poetry would have really hurt and depressed me. But the reality is, no matter how much time I spent in an airport or sitting in, and like I was in Jackson, Mississippi this morning at midnight.
Mm.
They had no lights. And for 2 hours, we just sat there in the parking lot waiting for the lights to come back on. And then we got to our flight and checked our bags so we could fly from Jackson, Mississippi to Houston, Texas. We realized that we had missed our connecting flight to Chicago. Family wasn't depressed. We just went and got some food and make the best of it. And all I can do is say that I'm thankful and grateful for family. And it doesn't have to be just the people that you're connected through poetry. Sometimes it's people that you share DNA with. And we were traveling together. There were 6 of us. I had a cousin who went back to Phoenix, and the other 5 of us had to fly to Chicago. And I could have been depressed and down, but I wasn't, because the reality is I let the music and the words of my life make sure that I'm always doing what's right. So sometimes I have to let my pen cry so that I don't. And now I'm home. That's okay.
All right, man. That's the fuck. Yes. Your attitude with that is really a pleasure to hear, because, you know, lately we've been hearing so many people acting up. You know what I mean? On the airplanes and the airport.
I could have been, hold on. Let me explain this to you, Queen. Diva, I could have put on my red nose and rainbow wig and big floppy shoes, and the TSA would have pulled me to the side. I would have been incarcerated. But the reality was my mother and my family needed me. So all I could do was be the best person I could be in a bad situation. That's why I'm here. Because I was an overcomer, and I fought through a bad situation, and I didn't choose violence, which used to be my go-to. So all I can do is thank music and my muses for allowing me to do the best thing that I needed to do in a bad situation and focus on the thing that was important, and that was being with my family.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. That's what's up. Wow. Well, listen, that was a dope piece, and I appreciate you coming through. And now it is time for King to escort you. Oh, wait a minute. You know what? I would ask what you got going on, but your partner aforementioned it.
He did.
You know what? Yes, he did. But, you know, he was a little confused this Saturday or next Saturday, but can you clear that
it's
up?
It's Saturday coming up. So, yes.
All right.
The Saturday coming up, it will be the Jess J. and Gina show, and we're going to be on. We'll have a topic and a question, and we're planning to feature Gwen C., who was on the mic prior to Just Jay, and we would love to have her in our space because she has been a supporter of the Pivoting Universe for quite some time, and she's a personal friend of mine,
So I want to do that, as well as on Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Kitchens and Clubhouse in the Kitchen, where if Chef Wallace isn't there, then the Epiphany family needs to know that the Small House family will be holding down the kitchen. We'll be doing round after round speed rounds. And then on Sunday in the living room, we have a question for the day or topic, as well as sometimes we interview a feature, which we're planning to have Quincy, because she means the world to me. And every Monday morning, you can catch us at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, in our show that we call the AM Drive. And it's like a radio call-in show. And rather than there be music and topics, there are topics and poetry. And that's what we do at Clubhouse. So catch us on Clubhouse. Catch us here at the Epiphany Universe. But this Saturday night, look for me and Jess J. And we'll be here on Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the Epiphany Universe. And maybe, baby, take your socks off, because it's going to be sponsored by All Links. And why be ordinary when you be extraordinary?
That's right. All right. So I'm going to tell y'all, listen, the Just J and Gina show, that's a heck of a show. And if y'all missed the last time, I'm telling you, they have some dynamite topics. And I'm telling you, when I just felt so good. And, you know, you can really get a little pearls of wisdom. You could, you know, get some darn good poetry. And your guest was good, too. I don't recall her name, but
she's from the Small House of Poetry. She's Mama Donna on Clubhouse in the Small House of Poetry. She's Mama Donna because Wallace Reed, the elder, is her actual son. So she's the mom of the Small House of Poetry. Well, come through, hang out with us, listen to our topic, answer the question, and come on and spit your piece.
All right. All right, so I'm going to let King now escort you into the Royale.
Have a couple of drinks
on
me.
Thank you, King.
Relax yourself. You're welcome on that. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One mic.
Take my socks off, baby.
Baby.
Hey,
it's been a great show, Ms. VIP. I thank you for standing right by my side. You know what I mean? You and your diva, y'all always hold me down. And, you know, I'm going to take us out. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you all that.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say I was going to take us out with some Justin Bieber.
All right. Look, I'm just happy to be riding shotgun with you, because we always have a great show, and my people are on. Y'all have a great show too.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Hey, I love Divas on that. You know, look, we'll see y'all all next Monday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. It's Epiphany,
right.
baby. I'm going to take y'all out with some Justin Bieber. Word.
For all the times that you rain on my parade, and all the clubs you get in using my name, you think you broke my heart, oh girl, for goodness sake. You think I'm crying on my own, well I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on, but now I know. I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. When you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, they tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause I didn't want anyone thinking I still care or don't. But you still hit my phone up, and baby I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something I don't want to hold back. Maybe you should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. For all the times that you made me feel small, I fell in love, now I feel nothing at all. Never felt so low when I was vulnerable. Was I a fool to let you break down my walls? Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself.